It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. The April election in Wisconsin is less than 2 weeks away, but the majority of registered voters in Wisconsin say they're undecided in the state Supreme Court race on the ballot. The latest Marquette Law School poll released yesterday surveyed voters in the state to get their opinion on this race. 53% of registered voters surveyed said they aren't sure whether they'll vote for Chris Taylor or Maria Lazar, the two judges in the race. The survey also measured voter sentiment on Trump administration policies and candidates in Wisconsin's primaries for governor, among other election topics. We're checking in on what these results tell us for the upcoming election and public opinion in the state. Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy and director of the Marquette University Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Just 2 weeks out from the April election, and the winner, as we mentioned, undecided by a good margin on the state Supreme Court race. What are we seeing when it comes to attention to this race as compared to this big spending, big ad race we had a year ago?
Yeah, people are less attuned to the race. They've been slower to tune in and pay attention to it. On the other hand, over the last month, attention has picked up some. But it just doesn't compare to the race a year ago. At this point, 46% of likely voters remain undecided in the Supreme Court race. So that's an exceptionally high undecided rate just 2 weeks out from an election.
From the people who have decided, what are we seeing?
About an 8-point lead for Chris Taylor at 30% and Maria Lazar at 22%. Both of them have gotten a bit better known over the last month, but the margin has been about the same as it was, a slight increase from a 7-point Taylor lead in February to an 8-point lead now.
If I'm a candidate with a lead in an election where so many voters are undecided yet, I'm probably not going to feel too comfortable about that. A lot of these voters who are undecided are presumably, if they're going to vote, they're going to break one way or the other. So it's hard to predict much from this, right?
No, I think that's right. I warned people yesterday that with 2 weeks to go and this many undecided, you should give more than the usual caution about interpreting a lead, even an 8-point lead at this point. I think that what we see in the likely voters is that Republicans are just a little more undecided than our Democrats, 48% undecided among Republicans, 43% among Democrats, and 50% undecided with independents. So there could be a little bit of a pickup for Republicans if they tune into this race late and if they also turn out. The flip side of that is Democrats tell us they're a good deal more certain that they're going to vote. 77% of Democrats said they're absolutely certain they will vote. Only 59% of Republicans did. And again, this race could tighten if Republican turnout jumps from where it is or if Democratic turnout falls. But if in enthusiasm and thinking the race is important, Democrats have a lead on those things as well. So it does look like Democrats are more engaged with this election than Republicans are. That's a reverse of the way it was in the early 2000s mm-hmm. when Republicans were consistently more likely to vote in April elections. But here over the last 7 to 10 years, Democrats have taken a significant advantage in turnout in spring elections. So these results are consistent with that. But there's certainly no guarantee that this is what will turn out on Election Day.
I was thinking about that long-term trend yesterday, Charles, as I was reading the results of your survey. The stereotype used to be high turnout elections in Wisconsin, that helps Democrats. Lower turnout elections, Republicans have a more motivated base, that low turnout helps them. We're in a different world now, right?
We are, and that's completely reversed from where we were in, say, 2000 to 2010. In that decade, Republicans dominated the Supreme Court races, winning a significant majority each time, installing a conservative majority on the Supreme Court throughout that decade. In this last few years, since at least 2017 or so, it's the liberal candidates who have dominated the Supreme Court races. And we've seen that in the vote margins, where the liberals have been winning by about 10 points in 4 of the last 5 races, with one conservative candidate by winning by just under 1% in this recent period.
That Supreme Court race just around the corner, of course. You also looked further ahead at this fall's elections and the primary leading up to that for governor. It looks like most of us in Wisconsin are not so much thinking about that race. What did you see when it came to things like voter recognition and people having opinions on the candidates?
Yeah, we're really not tuned into the governor's race. And I should say, while people have gotten more interested in the court race over the last month, attention to the governor's race is completely unchanged from where it was in February. So the greater interest in the Supreme Court election is specific to that close election that's coming up soon. And it's not paying attention to a race all the way off into August. What we see is that only two candidates reach 50% name ID. One is Mandela Barnes, who, of course, was lieutenant governor and ran for Senate in 2022. And the other is Tom Tiffany, the Republican member of Congress from the 7th Congressional District. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is in the mid-30s for name ID. Every other candidate is in the 20s or in the teens. And there's been very little movement in name ID of any of those candidates over the last month.
We're talking to Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin about the results of his latest poll released yesterday. You don't just ask about elections, of course. You look at issues, a big issue, data centers in Wisconsin. We could be just about data center radio. There's so much going on with this story, Charles. What do people think about data centers? You've been tracking this now for a few surveys.
Yeah, they're basically opposed to data centers. We asked the question, do you think the benefits of the data centers outweigh the costs, or do the costs outweigh the benefits? In this poll, 30% say the benefits outweigh the costs. 69% say the costs outweigh the benefits, so they're down on it. That's just a one-point difference from where we were a month ago when it was 29 in favor of centers, 70 opposed. The one thing that has changed in this month is Republicans have become more opposed to data centers, going up from about 54% opposed to now 62% opposed. Independents and Democrats have backed off their opposition by just a little bit, but it's still 69% of independents opposed and it's 77% of Democrats opposed. So basically the trend here is not changed very much, but it is quite bipartisan, with solid majorities of all three partisan groups saying the costs outweigh the benefits. I think part of the story here is there haven't been prominent politicians out there making the case for data centers, and the builders of data centers have certainly not been successful in communicating the benefits to voters. And as we see, voters are quite pessimistic that there will be significant benefits from them.
Looking at this survey and the previous one, Charles, the most important issue for a lot of people, the issue people are taking seriously right now, inflation and the cost of living comes out at number one. There are other things like cost of healthcare and housing up there. Voters are thinking about their pocketbook right now in a way that isn't always as just strikingly true. What are you seeing there?
It really stands out. Now, inflation has been the number one issue since 2022.
Right.
We've had this with us for a long time, and it was an important number one issue in the 2024 election when it hurt the Democrats and helped Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is seen as responsible for high inflation, and he's getting the blame for it. And I should say that inflation peaked in the summer of 2022. Mm-hmm. It's a lot less than it was then, but people are still feeling the pinch in their pocketbooks and that things simply cost a lot more now than they did 5 years ago, even if the inflation rate has been pretty stable at around 3%. It's still more than what we got used to in the previous decade before the spike in inflation in 2021 and 22. Health insurance is number two on the issue concerns, and number three is jobs. So as you say, economic issues and pocketbook issues are at the top of the list when we ask people how concerned about these things are you. The one thing that changes is when we say which one is most important to you, still inflation number one by a large margin, But number two is illegal immigration, something that Republicans are particularly concerned about. And so when it comes to the most important problem, a lot of Republicans name immigration as their number one issue.
Now, this is your first survey of Wisconsin since the U.S. attacked Iran. What do Wisconsinites have to say about that?
Quite opposed to them. 39% approve of the attack, 61% are opposed. Three quarters of Republicans approve of the attack on Iran, but 73% of independents disapprove, and 97% of Democrats disapprove. It's a pretty lopsided margin, but with still support for President Trump's policies within the Republican Party.
You also looked at tariffs, and this is a little more complicated. You asked about it in a couple different ways. As we wrap up, what do Wisconsinites think of tariffs these days?
Not a whole lot. 59% approved of the Supreme Court's ruling last month striking down Trump's tariffs. And 60% are also opposed to Trump restoring those tariffs using other legislation that he said he would do. Also, people don't think tariffs help the economy. 53% think they hurt the economy, 30% think they help. And when it comes to Wisconsin farmers, a pretty whopping 60% think the tariffs are hurting our farmers. Just 16% think they're helping farmers. So tariffs don't look very good to the public. Republicans are more positive towards them than are independents and Democrats, though.
Charles, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Charles Franklin is professor of law and public policy and director of the Marquette University Law School Poll. He was with us today to share the results of his latest survey of Wisconsin voters ahead of the April 7th election.